Prep Masters, the masters of educating trainers worldwide throughout the industry, is proud to present The Art of Effective Instruction. Preparing masters in the art of instruction. Prep Masters. Visit us at PrepMasters.com for workshops and all of your instructional needs. Now, here's Prep Masters instructional expert, master trainer, and your host, Ms. Suki Reed.
Hello, I'm Suki Reed, and welcome to part two of my five-part series of podcasts on teaching to individual learning styles. On the sixth episode of this module, we're going to answer your questions. Be sure to send your questions into questions@prepmasters.com. That is questions@prepmasters.com. Part two is about catering to auditory learners. First, I'm going to explain a little bit about what auditory learners are, and then I'll give you some tips on adapting your teaching style to make it easy for them to learn. To start out, let's talk about what an auditory learner is. Auditory learners are students who learn best by hearing things. Actually, any kind of related sounds, noises, music, and other verbal clues will help them understand a topic better. Anytime they can actually hear about your topic instead of seeing it, they'll better understand what you're trying to teach them. The traditional method of knowledge transfer is lecture, and lecture appeals to auditory learners. In other words, auditory learners might not understand a topic if you just have them read a paragraph about it silently. But if you read that same paragraph out loud to them, or if you let them read it out loud to themselves, they'll understand it much better. In fact, auditory learners have such strong listening comprehension skills that they can usually remember spoken facts much better than visual and kinesthetic learners can. Unfortunately, many classrooms discourage discussions, conversations, reading aloud, and any other noisy activities. Auditory learners have difficulty learning in quiet classrooms. Now remember, auditory learners may still be able to understand topics even when you present them without auditory clues. For instance, they might be able to read a page silently and then explain what it was about. But they'll usually learn things better or more quickly if you let them hear an explanation. So when you're teaching, make sure you include a verbal explanation of everything. Even if you think your auditory learners already understand what you're trying to teach them. Every learning style is important. Make sure to teach to all of them, not just one or two of them. Even if there are only a few auditory learners in your class, you won't want to leave them behind, would you? Of course not. Think of how you would feel if you were an auditory learner and you couldn't understand the material because the teacher only taught the lesson by having you read silently. It just wouldn't be fair. So how do you know if your student's an auditory learner? Well, watch them for a while. Do they talk a lot? Do they move their lips during silent reading? Are they noisy? Do they have a large vocabulary? Do they speak articulately? Do they sometimes hum or whistle in class? Do they seem to have a strong appreciation for music? If so, they might be an auditory learner. Auditory learning is a common learning style. That means if you don't cover every topic verbally or with sound somehow, then at least one student in your class will probably miss out on what you're trying to teach them. Here are some ways to cater to auditory learners. First, verbally explain all slides, examples, drawings, charts, graphs, photos, and demonstrations. Second, verbally review anything the students were supposed to read on their own. Third, hold class discussions about any material the students read. Fourth, play some instrumental background music when it's appropriate. Fifth, orally explain how to solve any problem which includes mathematics. Sixth, let the students read aloud, alone, or in groups. And finally, remember that auditory learners understand instructions better when they hear them, so read written instructions for assignments and written test questions aloud. In other words, encourage talk and sound in the classroom. That's it. It's a simple strategy. But even though these are simple tips, they'll help you make lessons easier and more rewarding for the auditory learners in your class. Thank you for joining us. Come back in 2 weeks when we'll be discussing kinesthetic learning styles.
PrepMasters has been proud to present The Art of Effective Instruction with Master Instructor Suki Reed. All of us at PrepMasters would like to thank you for joining us. We invite you to visit us for workshops, videos, articles, and more to enhance your training techniques. Preparing Masters in the Art of Instruction, PrepMasters. Visit us at PrepMasters.com.